Here I am, gang, your trivia man. For this week's episode and third week of the month, I have music trivia. For the month of April, I have Billy Joel trivia. The man has an extensive career, and his music shows up all over the place, so there's plenty to pick from. And, speaking of music, you can't miss our new theme music. No more of that public domain stuff. This is Punch Funk by the band Punch Funk. You can listen to their album on Spotify right now. Punch Funk, all one word. I'll put a link up on dorkygeekynerdy.com. That's enough introduction. This is episode 325 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Rollins. Let's go. The Dorky Round. Number one. In what U.S. state was Billy Joel born? New York State. Number two, starting in 1994 and continuing through 2010, Billy Joel toured with what artist on his face-to-face tour? Elton John. Number three, Joel voiced what character in the 1988 Disney animated movie Oliver and Company? Dodger. Oddly, Joel did not write any songs for the film. Number four, Billy Joel married what model and actress in 1985? Christy Brinkley. Number five, what fast-paced Billy Joel song catalogs historical events and trends from 1949 to 1989? We Didn't Start the Fire. Number six, in 1987, Joel was one of the first artists to hold a rock tour in what Eastern European nation? The Soviet Union. Number seven, what 1974 Billy Joel song tells of the ups and downs of being a pop star and shares its name with a Scott Joplin rag? The Entertainer. Number eight, while not a hit on his Stormfront album, Shameless did hit number one on the country charts for what singer? Garth Brooks. Number nine, Joel, along with a lot of other singers, performed on what 1985 charity song? We Are the World. Joel sings part of the first verse along with Paul Simon, Tina Turner, and others. The Geeky Round. Number one. From 2014 to 2024, Billy Joel had a residency at what venue? Madison Square Garden. He played 104 shows during the residency. His final show there marked his 150th performance at the venue. Number 2. In which borough of New York City was Joel born? The Bronx. Number 3. What 1983 song featured Christy Brinkley in its music video? Uptown Girl. Number 4. Joel was given what honor alongside Shirley MacLaine and Carlos Santana in 2013? He was a Kennedy Center Honors recipient. Number 5. What 7-minute-long song, released in 1983, tells of U.S. Marines in training and then in combat in Vietnam? Good Night, Saigon. Number 6. In Oliver and Company, Billy Joel sings what song telling about his street savoir-faire? Why Should I Worry? Number 7. What 1980 song was Billy Joel's first number one hit in the U.S.? It's Still Rock and Roll to Me. Number 8. Baby Grand was a duet with what longtime idol of Billy Joel? Ray Charles. Number 9. Billy Joel covered what Elvis Presley song for the Honeymoon in Vegas soundtrack? All Shook Up. Number 10. Billy Joel fan Paul Reiser got the singer to appear as himself on what 1990s sitcom? Mad About You. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. What was the title of the 2002 Tony Award-winning musical featuring Joel's songs? Moving Out. Number 2. What was the title of Billy Joel's final studio album released in 2001? Fantasies and Delusions. Number 3. Billy Joel won his first Grammy from what 1977 song? Just the Way You Are. Number 4. Speaking of fantasies and delusions, what genre of music was featured on the album? Classical music. Number 5. What was the title of Joel's first solo album? Cold Cold Spring Harbor. Number 6. A cover of the song My Life was used in what 1980 Tom Hanks sitcom? Bosom Buddies. Though in reruns and on home release, the song has been replaced. Number 7. What 1982 song was initially titled Levittown, then Bethlehem, before taking on the name of a Pennsylvania town full of unemployed steel workers? Allentown. Number 8. What single was released by Billy Joel in 2024? Turn the Lights Back On. Number 9. Billy Joel wrote the song Big Man on Mulberry Street for what 1980s Bruce Willis show? Moonlighting. Number 10. At a 2008 fundraiser for Barack Obama, Joel sang the song Baby Grand with who? His daughter, Alexa Ray Joel. And that's it for Billy Joel trivia. How did you do? What's your favorite Billy Joel song? Let me know on social media or Discord. Next week, it's comic book trivia. Y'all remember those, right? Here's a clue. What Marvel anti-hero debuted in 1974? I'm not going to give you much to go on. I'm going to make you work for it this time. See you back here on Wednesday. This was episode 325 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. If you'd like to help support the show and get extra stuff, consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by Brian Rollins. If you love audiobooks or are looking to have your book turned into an audiobook, contact me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. The theme music is the song Punch Funk by the band Punch Funk. Check them out on Spotify and punchfunk.com. This podcast is copyright 2025 by Brian Rollins, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening, and keep rocking. Having just moved from Germany, Lotta is new to South B High School, where Eric is trapped with her as his German tutor. Despite being somewhat dazzled by her unusual beauty and keen intelligence, he quickly realizes there may be more to her crabby demeanor and the scary black circles under her eyes than anyone realizes. The unlikely couple must discover the mysterious source of Lotta's debilitating nightmares before madness overtakes her. Uncommon Bonds, a supernatural series written by William E. Noland and narrated by Brian Rollins. Playing with Fire and Hammer to Fall. Books 1 and 2 of the series are available now on audiobook. Available on Spotify and everywhere else audiobooks are sold.